up first this afternoon. We've teased it for a couple days, but very exciting news for the University of Maine athletic programs this afternoon. UMaine Athletics has received a gift of $1 million to support the athletic facilities plan. It's part of the University of Maine's System Transforms campaign. The gift, made by a former football player at the university, Rod Sparrow, played for Walt Abbott, graduated in the class of 1971, and it'll support the football program's capital improvements, including new coaches and team offices, meeting rooms, and will provide Sparrow with the naming rights to the new office facility. And we are very happy to learn more this afternoon as we are joined on the program by former Maine Black Bear football player and benefactor Rod Sparrow. Let's begin with this, because I want you to be able to be the one who makes the announcement. Can you explain what you're doing for the University of Maine football program?
Well, I have to roll back the calendar 50 years to when I got out of school, and I was working for my father down at Watertown, Massachusetts, at Peerless Press Metal, and I really enjoyed my stay at the University of Maine. Got a degree in business, and that gave me the base in which to work from. When I got out of school, sales was my game, and I had a small product line to take care of, and that kind of planted the seed. That was the beginning of it, and my appreciation for the football program. Walter Abbott was our coach, and he was a legend in a lot of, you know, time had passed, and I think that helped me come to the thought that philanthropy was the way that I would repay them, and only if I myself was successful in what I was doing for my father. And this past October, I decided to sell the company and also retire. So I had a lot going on right in the middle of the COVID. We did very, very well on the sale of the company, and I had the funds to help out, and I had been talking with Seth Woodcock and also his boss.
Ken Ralph now, but this...
Ken Ralph.
Yeah.
Ken Ralph,
and, but yes. And these conversations have gone on for a while, right?
Yes, the conversations have, and we met down at Cape Cod during the summer, and I told them what I would like to do, and they offered me a naming of the offices for the football program, and I just was so excited about it. I just said that was the perfect way to kind of, you know, pay back along the way, and philanthropy kind of is that to me. I thought by doing that I could thank Walt by doing it, and also, unfortunately, Wes Jordan, who's passed away, but he was my trainer and helped me out a lot when I was playing, keep me on the field, and I just enjoyed the whole experience up at Maine. So I couldn't be happier about making the donation and helping out, because this is a major campaign that we're talking about, and Harold Alphon is the mainstay on, as he has been for years and years and years, and I was part of the first turf field that they put in as a football field. You know, I've been following what he's been doing for the school, and not that I'm in that kind of class, but I thought it was important that, hey, you know, somebody who played for the university and now wants to give back, that's that's going to be meaningful too.
Well, it sure is, and we haven't talked about the amount, but there are a lot of zeros there. Any way you slice it, you're giving $1 million to the Black Bear football
That's
program.
Correct.
That is incredible.
Yep, and it enabled Seth and Ken Ralph to get the design drawings started and the engineering that has to go on to really revamp the athletic program up there, the facilities, and provide for the people of Maine a very, very important part of what they put together up there in the state. And you'll be able to have playoffs for the high schools and in the area. It'll affect basketball, swimming, football, a lot of the sports. And probably more than I ever mentioned.
We're talking with Rod Sparrow. Can we talk about your time at Maine? And it's, you'll appreciate this, being there when you were. As we travel the country broadcasting Maine football these last 25 years, there's not a place we go where somebody doesn't bring up Walt Abbott. And I think he must have been a teammate of yours many years ago. We were down at Richmond, and this has never happened during our broadcast. The other coach, the opposing coach, wanted to come up and come on our post-game show. And this was after Maine had beaten Richmond, but Jimmy Reed wanted to come on and take a few minutes to talk about Walt Abbott. And in their program, when Jimmy was the coach there, in their game program was a tribute to Walt Abbott in the Richmond program.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, Jimmy was defensive back the years that I played also. And he's a great personality, and Walt was his mentor for the coaching part of it. Walt was, at that time, only about 10 years old than we were.
Right.
And so he was very young, but very astute. I absolutely enjoyed working with him, and we had a fairly young staff. Bump Hadley was the line coach for I was a offensive tackle, and it just clicked. And even though we weren't an undefeated team, we thought we were in our minds, and I'm sure we played well at times and not so well other times. But it's all part of the experience, and you got to know how to win, and you got to know how to lose.
Let's talk about your company that you have sold that's made this gift possible.
Yeah.
Leaktide, and you were talking about a little bit. You began working as a salesman in the company, and talk about rising through the ranks. You certainly did that through the years.
Yes. What was kind of interesting was that my father bought the company from Bay State Steel, a janitorial supply company in Boston, and it was made up of largely three tin pails, a 2.5 quart, 5 quart, and 10 quart. And at that time, the word plastic hadn't been used very often. It was in The Graduate, and Dustin Hoffman heard that he should definitely get into plastics. And I heard that loud and clear also. But that led us into the plastic injection molding business. And I moved the company up in to Leominster, Massachusetts, the home of plastic injection molding, in 1984. But my dad, just to finish it up with his story, he bought it on the golf course on a blind bid because he had a sheet metal fabrication company and he needed cash flow. And he thought by dealing with somebody who was national, and at that time they had Sherwin-Williams and Glidden and PPG as customers, he said, I think this will be, I think we'll hit it out of the park with this one. it didn't happen right away, and I really was involved in developing a container that I thought would be successful, and that's the 5-gallon pail. And I couldn't initially. I had to replace all the small pails with plastic in order to utilize the machinery that we had, which was smaller in nature and only could do a very small quantity. But as time rolled along, after we had moved up to Lemonster in 1984, we got 1,000-ton machines. They were state-of-the-art, brand new, and we put in work center that enabled us to manufacture up to 4 pails every 18 seconds, which was very, very advanced for that time. We've continually tried to buy new equipment and staff ourselves, and I had the number of people from originally about 8 people, and where in Lemonster it rose all the way up to about 200, and then I had another 40 in Phoenix. And we just hit it out of the park. And I was very lucky. A company from Dublin, Ireland was interested in us, and they floated a bond and became the buyer of my company and enabled us to get multiple millions of dollars, which I was very excited about, and enabled me to also give my 2 daughters a big part of an inheritance, which would have been great for them anytime, but for me, I wouldn't have seen how they could enjoy it, and perhaps they will become philanthropists in the future. I can't even say the word. but it's very, very exciting. And I just, I think that pretty much is the story about LeakTight.
Well, that's wonderful.
How I sold it.
Well, congratulations on your success. Congratulations on your retirement. Well-deserved after a busy and obviously very productive life. And thank you so much for those who will benefit, generations of University of Maine athletes and students who will be able to take advantage of your generosity and this wonderful gift to the football program. Thank you so much for talking with us, Rod. And I hope I get a chance to see you up at the game on Saturday.
Okay. Likewise, I hope I see you, and thank you very much for having me on. I'd also like to plug the university. We have committed to more money. We want a match. Harold Alphon wanted to make sure that the university did their part to look for funds and from their alumni, and hopefully I can set an example for them to participate in donating. And it doesn't have to be a big amount of money. It just has to be the best you can do. And I know all the students that attend the university will enjoy, and the state of Maine will enjoy this facility for years to come.